Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes. Can you tell me what you are customer support for?
Certainly, ma'am. This is a third-party call center. We provide online support for, we provide customer support for online vendors, and we're located in Alabama. If you think you may have an account with one of them, ma'am, you can give me your zip code, and I'll see if I can locate it.
Okay. Let me just tell you the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
This phone number appears on my MasterCard statement by a name called Best Gadgets, and I have no idea what that charges for, and so I figured I would call the phone number first before I called my credit card company to dispute the charges. That's why I was asking who you were customer service for.
Certainly. That's understandable, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate that account?
84128.
First and last name on the account.
Shayla Christiansen.
Okay, I see it. Can you verify that shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes on your account?
3857 South.
Yes, ma'am.
6250 West.
Yes, ma'am. City and state, please.
West Valley, Utah.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me a second to look over this account and see what's going on. It looks like you paid, this goes back to October 30th, 2021. You paid $7.45 for a neck massager. It was shipped out on 11-2. Say what now?
I'm sorry, I missed what you said. I paid toward $7. Oh,
$7.45 shipping and handling for a neck massager. It was shipped out 11-2. On the same day, there's a charge for $19.99 for a foot massager. That was a straight sale same day. The charges that you've been seeing since 11-3, ma'am, for $49.97 are because when you paid for that shipping and handling for the neck massager, that was a welcoming gift into the factory direct store. They give you a $125 gift card monthly in exchange for that $49.97, so you can shop online at a online web store called Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Oh.
To date, you've accrued 4 credits of 125. So it said 250.
I don't know where those credits are.
Okay, they were supposed to send a link.
My bank account.
They were no, yes, ma'am. They were supposed to send you a link. I'm sorry, it's just the way you said it. They were supposed to send you a link to your email address, ma'am. They probably sent it back in October or actually November, because the first time they charged you for that gift card was 11-3. So no doubt around that time, they sent a link to your email address. It may have gone to your spam or your junk mail. But all you have to do is email them. I can give you the email support number, address rather, for that vendor, and just notify them that you need them to resend your link for your vouchers. Because you've accrued 125, 125 is 250. That's $500. Yes, so you can shop online.
When I did the survey thing, I had no idea. No idea. In fact, the foot massager busted and the neck massager doesn't work. So I just was like, okay, it was a free gift for taking a survey, whatever.
Right.
I had no idea I was signing up for something, which actually is a little bit irritating, but you know.
I understand that. The disclaimer doesn't come up until after you pay the shipping and handling, and we can reship. You said what didn't work?
The foot massager busted, and it wouldn't work, and the neck massager would not work either.
When you say busted, what do you mean? Did it arrive damaged?
I tried to put the snaps together and put the thing on it that you're supposed to snap on it.
Right.
And it would not snap. It would not. And in the process of trying to get it to snap on, the little thing on the massager busted. I was like, okay, didn't get a chance to use that one. There we go.
No,
same
I'll have that.
The neck massager. I just, basically, to me, they were pieces of junk. And I thought that they were, one, I know I ordered like a $7 whatever, but I had no idea I was signing up for a $49 charge to my MasterCard, and I have not received any vouchers, and I am just, I'm a little skeptical.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, you did mention that you wanted to call first and find out what these charges were before you disputed them, correct?
Yes, I did. That's okay. Why when you just said customer service, I'm like, okay, for who?
Right. Okay, well, this particular vendor is called Best Consumers Gadgets Club. Now, because you are wanting refunds, I'll get you canceled out. Uh-oh. Well, you said you want a refund. I have to watch my verbiage. I'm sorry. I got me on pins and needles. Okay.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4 months of statements where that same $49.97 charge is on.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's the same person, and this card is automatically paid. I have it set up to automatically pay because I don't want interest charges, et cetera.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
The card I have.
Okay,
I need to know how I can
I got you from here, ma'am. I got you from here, ma'am. I see you searching for, you are being so nice about it, too. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, what I'm going to do at this juncture is cancel out that account, so there'll be no more billing effective immediately. The last charge that was incurred on 2/4/22 for $49.97, I can refund. Once I refund that, ma'am, I'm going to have to transfer you over to a supervisor for any additional refunds because I'm only authorized to do one. So I'm refunding that. I'm going to type up a note to my supervisor prior to transferring you so she'll know the gist of the transfer, and they'll take it from there, okay?
Okay, okay.
And I'm so sorry about that.
I feel like I'm holding on to the tail of a hurricane. So it has taken me a little while to get to this on my MasterCard, but I'm like, okay, I'm driving on a long trip. I can do this now.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, hang on just a moment. Let me type up some notes. I'll be right back. Now, what I did do was cancel out that account. And while I'm typing up these notes, ma'am, you may want to get you a pencil and a piece of paper. I'm going to give you your cancellation number. I'm also going to send you a refund confirmation and a cancellation confirmation to Shayla, let me say, shaylano3@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I just refunded $49.97 back to your MasterCard ending 5467. You should see that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back with your cancellation number. Okay, ma'am, give me just a few more moments. I just wanted to let you know I'm still here. I'll be back in a few.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Okay, thank you for call. I'm holding for me, ma'am. I'm about to transfer your call to a supervisor. I typed up a little note so they'll know why I'm transferring the call, okay? Okay, wait, no. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I need to give you your cancellation number. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Okay, your cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C as in cancel. 258.
Okay.
91. 0202.
Okay.
And again, these refunds you'll receive within 3 to 5 business days of when I issue it, and you'll get the other ones when I switch you over. And 3 to 5 business days on that, and you should be getting those Gmail shortly. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with before I transfer you over for your additional refunds?
I just want to make sure. So when the email comes, it won't go to my spam box. No.
It won't.
Be coming from like what's the from going to be?
I'm not sure on that one. I'm not sure. You might want to ask the supervisor that one.
I'll make sure I don't delete.
Well, you'll know because they're going to be they're going to be in the refunds in the amount of $49.97. They won't go to your spam.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then they're going to be cancellation calls. You can check it now. Check it. Can you check it while I'm on the phone? Use it to go straight through.
Yeah. Let me check it.
Yeah. See.
Hold on.
I can hold.
Minute.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay. Okay. I'm not showing anything yet. Let me check my, nope, not in my junk box. So, but it could be that it's just having a hard time updating because I am doing about 4 different things on this phone at the same time. So it might be like, you're going to have to wait.
Yes, ma'am, it's coming though. They'll come. And actually, it takes anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. A lot of times, the Gmail ones just go straight through. But we are told to advise the customer it can be 24 to 48 hours. So just check it periodically.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm about to transfer over to a supervisor. I thank you for your patience today. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you so much for your help. You have a good day, too.
You're more than welcome. Please hold while I transfer.
Uh-huh.